Well, Barbara, I am excited to be here with you today and to do our first podcast.
Well, I am too. I guess we should say who we are.
I think there may be some folks who don't know. I'm Jeff Siebens, and I am a musician traveling with you,
Barbara Bates Smith.
And we have traveled all around the country doing our show, Go Granny D, talking about Doris Haddock's cross-country walk and campaign finance reform. And unfortunately, even with all her work, this is a hotter issue now than ever before.
Yes, and I think also we have to talk about why we've named this Tuesday Morning Academy. I know. Why don't we just start with the beginning of the show, and we'll get to that, and that explains it for all of us.
That's a great idea. So we'll do that, and that'll give everyone a taste of what we do, and then we'll talk more about what this podcast will do.
In the show, Go Granny D, I walk up with a book, Go Granny D, a memoir. Jeff, come check this out. Oh, the subtitle is You're Never Too Old to Raise a Little Hell. That's my kind of woman. Look, on the back, there's more.
Oh, yes. It says in the year 2000, Doris Granny D. Haddock completed her 3,200-mile walk from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. to bring attention to campaign finance reform. Now, that's impressive.
Yes, it is. But, you know, she had already said, if you ask people if they favor campaign finance reform, which does not have a very sexy ring to it, they may not get it. But if you ask, is there too much big money being put into our elections? They'll say, it sure is, and I think it's awful. Well, I think we need to take this show on the road. Let's see. Granny D died in 2010. We would have to get permission from this Dennis Burke, who put this all together from the journals that Granny D kept on her walk. So I Googled like crazy to find Dennis Burke. Oh, Arizona Common Cause, that's our man. Well, his response, well, Barbara, as Granny D would say, have at it and have fun. Here we go. Not only that, Dennis sends us a second book about her life before and after the walk. We'll get to that later. For now, I have picked out some of my favorite parts, some of which I will read from this journal in Granny D's own words, just as she had written them in her journal. Other parts I have memorized, especially the speeches, corporations are not people, at the same time working on her New Hampshire accent, but mainly on her elocution, which she studied with plans to become an actress. And I've collected a couple of costume pieces, not to try to become Granny D, oh no, just to capture her spirit along the way.
And I've made a map here so I can trace her route across the country.
Well, that's great, but we'll need music right away. I mean, we will want a travel theme for Granny D on the road, right?
Okay, I'll work on that while you tell them how she got this crazy idea.
Okay, well, let's see, it's 1998, and she and her son Jim are driving to Florida when Jim turns to her and says, Mother, what are you thinking about? And she says, I'm thinking about walking all the way across the United States for campaign finance reform. Poor Jim, a 64-year-old himself, and his wheezing 88-year-old mother says something like this, Oh boy, he says, and keeps driving. Hey, this music is sounding good. Let me check this out. Yes, it works for the walk. Well, it seems that on this long drive, she is thinking about that meeting of her women's study group, the Tuesday Morning Academy. That's the name. That's where she got the idea.
That's right. So we chose to use the name, the Tuesday Morning Academy, to share with everyone we can, all the people we meet as we're out there traveling around the country sharing Doris's story. So coming weeks, we will get a podcast out, a very short podcast regularly, and we will be telling more about what we've been doing on the road. But that's all for today. So we will see you again soon.
On Tuesday.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.